I'm Allison Kulo.
And I'm Doug Wells. Welcome to Mound Money on KPCW.
Ski season is right around the corner, and to help us start thinking about our favorite snow sports, we've got Brad Williams, president of World Cup Supply. Brad, thanks for joining us.
All right, good morning. Happy to be here. How are you all today?
We're doing well. World Cup Supply is a mountain and event outfitters. Give our audience a preview of the type of products you provide.
Well, for the past 30 years, we have been supplying both resorts and the alpine ski racing world and events with products. At the resort side, it's pretty much everything you see that doesn't have a motor. And on the race side, it's all the infrastructure equipment, whether it's gates, B-netting, pretty much everything you need to train and race. And then on the event side, it's athlete participant numbers and signage and that type of thing.
So this is kind of your busy time. And as you said, you not only kind of supply the resorts, but also, I think, you know, ski teams and things like that. I had noticed on the website there's everything from, you know, how to tools to groom the terrain park to like the little backpacks that carry the blue dye for the mark the race course.
Sure.
You know, when does your season start?
Well, this year normally we start to see things pick up in November. This year it started quite a bit earlier. We anticipated that and placed our initial orders 4 months ahead of our normal time. About 60% of our product comes from Europe. We're a distributor for an Italian company called SPM. And we bring over 4 to 6 containers a year. And this year our first containers in Vermont, where we have our main warehouse, arrived in September. Unfortunately, our Utah container for our warehouse here has been sitting in the Port of Houston going on 2 months now, and we're not sure when we're going to get that. So that's probably one of our biggest challenges this year is getting the product from SPM in Italy. Also sourcing what we do pretty much as a traditional cataloger, so to speak. Some of our domestic suppliers are having supply chain issues as well. So that's a bit of a challenge to manage right now, but we're working through it and have more orders on the way as well from Italy.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about supply chain problems. It's gotten a lot of publicity, and I would think in a specialty industry like yours, it's really bad. So good luck getting through that, and it's got to be frustrating.
Sure.
It's that the Port of Houston has your material, just getting it to it up here. It's probably one of the bigger headaches that you do as a business owner. I should know this, but I don't. It's not in my research notes. Are you the founder of the company? And if so, what gave you the idea to start this?
Mm-hmm. I am not the founder, although I've been with World Cup for 16 years now. The company was founded by two sisters who had been in ski racing in college, and they actually had a contact who was already bringing product in from SPM, and they took over the distributorship. And since then, the business has grown quite a bit, obviously, and broadened the product line and the offering as well. So that we really now are the leading supplier of this type of equipment in the U.S. There's certainly some competition out there. But in terms of the quality of product and service, we feel that we're very strong.
One of the things, you know, being a resort town, we watch the kind of how the economics and skiing are all related, not just skiing, but snow sports. But, you know, we often hear that, you know, skiing is a declining market. But, you know, you, at least with the business, seems like it's been able to grow substantially. Is that because you're getting a larger share of the pie, or there really is more things out there with regards to this type of equipment?
I think it's market share is a significant part of what we've been doing. Some of that through product innovation, others just through product availability and servicing. Certainly the last few years, coming off of 2 years ago, I believe, the industry had record skier visits. Last year, certainly not a record year, but ended up being a very strong year. Certainly with all the unknowns, the industry managed it, I believe, very well. Going forward, there are some new resorts coming online. Expansion is certainly going on. As you might have heard, Vail Resorts is going to be installing 19 new lifts at their resorts in the next few years. On the race side, that has always been a mainstay of our business and continues to be. And so the clubs have been seeing record enrollment. I know that Franconia Ski Club back in New Hampshire, they've got 206 kids. I'm sure Park City Ski and Snowboard has well many more than that. So that part of it continues to be strong for us. The event side took a real hit during COVID, but we see that coming back. And ultimately, our growth in a very much a niche market is predicated by having the assortment of products that people need, and most importantly, the quality, and then the service that goes behind it.
I just want to confirm, your kind of reading of the environment. There was a story this morning on KPCW about the Park City Ski and Snowboard team, and they have said that they are having record number of signups this year.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful thing for kids to do, and fortunately, it's a safe sport in terms of being outside, and that's a real plus for that. I think we'll see a lot more races held this year now that the protocols have been established, and they've pretty much become the norm. And there have been some changes that have come around because of that that I think make races go more smoothly and more efficiently.
Yeah, it's a wonderful time of year that we have starting and that we're looking at starting here pretty soon. And right around the corner from the start of ski season is the holiday season. Listeners might be surprised that you guys also sell holiday gifts for individuals. Are people putting race netting underneath their Christmas trees, or what kind of things can people look forward to buying from your sites?
Well, we're always happy when, actually, you'd be surprised at the number of folks who have a hill at their house
that may buy a couple of holes in this town. Nothing surprises me here.
But, no, we have some neat items for the holidays, model ski lifts, ski tuning cools from a very, very great company up in Whistler, BC. We have powder sleds from Mad River Rocket. Also a line of our 30th anniversary t-shirts and hats. A neat thing called the Lifty, which is a pass holder that attaches to a goggle strap. So with kids, it's actually a great thing because the goggles are always on the helmet. And
That's a good one.
We also recycle our broken gate shafts that we get back from clubs into some neat furniture items. Gate shaft bench and some chairs and those types of things, and then all the way to remote control snow caps. So there's some pretty fun stuff there.
Awesome. Well, unfortunately, we have to wrap up. It's going to be a couple weeks until we can see your equipment out on the hills, but I think all of our listeners and Allison and myself are looking forward to that. We've been speaking with Brad Williams. He's the president of World Cup Supply. Thank you for listening to Mountain Money. Please leave a review on your podcast app. It would be helpful for us.